CBS News. I'm Stephen Portnoy at the Capitol, where Kentucky Republican Rand Paul is making a one-man stand in the Senate against Patriot Act provisions that expire tonight.
This is what we fought the revolution over. Are we going to so blithely go along and just say, take it? Well, I'm not going to take it anymore.
Paul intends to use his power to slow a House-passed bill, the USA Freedom Act, that reforms NSA surveillance. Blocked before the recess, it appears to be gaining steam tonight. Fellow Republican John McCain had this to say about Paul's move off the Senate floor.
He obviously has a higher priority for his fundraising and political ambitions than for the security of the nation.
Paul can't stop the Senate from passing the Freedom Act, but he can drag the process out for days. I'm Stephen Portnoy at the Capitol. Now with more CBS News, here's Harley Carnes.
Five senior Taliban leaders are staying put in Qatar. They were released last year from Guantanamo in the exchange for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, and their ban on travel runs out on Monday. Qatar says they won't be going anywhere for a while. Secretary of State John Kerry broke his leg this morning in France riding a bicycle, was helicoptered to a Swiss hospital where he will spend tonight. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
We know the injury is going to, at a minimum, seriously impede his very intense travel schedule. He already canceled a trip to Madrid and to Paris to meet with the Iraqi prime minister about the fight against ISIS. There's some really high-level diplomacy scheduled for this month, including the reopening of the U.S. embassy in Cuba.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter on the Army facility that mistakenly shipped live anthrax spores to 11 states and two countries. Three things to do.
First of all, making sure that any public health consequences of this are avoided. Second, to make sure it never happens again. And third, to find out who's responsible and hold them accountable.
President Obama and his wife visited the Biden family, which is grieving the loss of Vice President Biden's 46-year-old son, Beau, to brain cancer.
Delaware Governor Jack Markell says he was heartbroken to learn of Beau Biden's death. He says the vice president's son will leave a lasting legacy in the first state.
He'll certainly be remembered for his commitment and his work to protect children from predators.
Markell adds he would have been honored to have had Beau succeed him as governor of Delaware.
Had he run, he would have won. And when he won, he would have been very effective. And I think he would have surrounded himself with great people. He had a passion for the state, an incredible work ethic. Just so sad.
Amy Cherry for CBS News, Wilmington, Delaware.
Andre Borschberg, pilot of the Solar Impulse 2, has taken off from Nanjing, China for Hawaii, the longest leg of the flight around the planet without using any fuel except sunshine to charge the batteries, 6 days, 5 nights over the Pacific.
The team on the ground will help me to steer this airplane and keep it in the right weather conditions.
Any kind of turbulent conditions could break that huge plane. This is CBS News.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and have the highest possible chance of finding that perfect candidate. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 300,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/deal. That's ZipRecruiter.com/deal. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/deal.
The western U.S. grapples with serious drought and is looking far afield for some answers.
For decades, California has enjoyed abundant water. Now a worsening drought has state officials studying how bone-dry Australia has learned to do more with less. University of California scientist Dr. Norman Miller says essential policies need to be implemented. For example,
we really need new mechanisms that will not only have more sharing among water, but more detailed monitoring.
Very helpful when facing climate change.
That increases their water sustainability in the long haul as climate change begins to cause greater loss of water.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
At the annual Israel Day parade in New York City, there were some anti-Israel protesters who were Jewish. Some ultra-Orthodox members who argue Israel should not yet exist, not until the Messiah arrives. Harley Carnes, CBS News.